Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with your hosts, me, Steve Thomas.
And myself, Leslie Thomas.
We are the husband and wife team behind Alpine Property Investments, helping clients to find their dream property in the mountains of France and Switzerland.
The aim of this podcast is to share with you everything to do with purchasing a ski property, including the where, what, why, and how to buy.
With real insider information that comes from knowing the mountains as intimately as we do. To us, this is not just a business, but a real demonstration of helping clients invest in lifestyle.
We want this podcast to be your go-to place for all things buying and owning a ski property.
Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with me, Steve Thomas. In this latest episode, I thought with the February half-term school holidays now finished for most of us, and with the Easter holidays just a mere 4 weeks away, for those looking to enjoy an Easter ski trip, it would be fitting to revisit episode 15 from last year, where I discussed some of the advantages of Easter skiing, as well as some of the best destinations to ski at this time of the year in the French and Swiss Alps. With many not actually aware that Easter can be one of the best times to go skiing, one of the main draws is the slopes are quieter and the lifts have smaller queues. Getting around your ski domain is therefore much more efficient and allows you to traverse more terrain than during the peak times of Christmas, New Year, and February weeks. For those who are beginners, the quieter slopes also provide more freedom to practice their techniques without being ever fearful of those more confident skiers and boarders speeding past at a rate of knots. While for those who are more experienced at this time of the season, you can take pleasure in doing your own thing at your pace, enjoying the mountains and scenery without the crowds. With the clock springing forward an hour on the last Sunday of March, where Easter falls after this clock change, one of the big advantages of visiting at this time of the year is you get more time on the slopes. With longer days and the ski lifts staying open later, there is no urgency to pack in as much as you can within a few hours. You can instead enjoy the extra time to make the most of the slopes. Hand in hand with longer days comes a higher number of blue sky, sunny days at this time of year compared to the winter time. Add to this, it being warmer ensures bulky layers of ski clothes are no longer needed. With learning to ski involving multiple stops and standing around waiting for the rest of the group to catch up, or the class having some much needed tuition, enjoying the sunshine, blue skies and scenery while you wait or listen provides a much better experience than the colder temperatures of peak season. This can also be an especially good time for families with young children, as here you no longer have to worry about cold feet and hands. The children can instead learn to enjoy the snow, and a happy child will want to come back year after year. Thanks to the warmer, sunny climate and less crowded slopes, mealtime on the mountain can also be a much more relaxed and enjoyable experience. With prime tables on the terraces available, nothing can beat that long, lazy lunch sat outdoors in your t-shirt with sunglasses on, chatting with friends and family, enjoying some après-ski as the sun shines down and you take in the stunning mountain panoramas. Likewise, with less guests in resort at this time of the year, it facilitates a more relaxed evening dining experience without the longer wait times and crowded atmospheres more associated with the peak times of the season. For those with families, and especially younger children again, it becomes a pleasure to take them out and form the memories, not just for you, but for the children as well. For those that come to rent an apartment or a chalet for a week, or decide to stay in a hotel for a short break, prices at Easter are always less than the peak season weeks, making it the perfect time to visit. Similarly, for both property owners coming to use their own property and for those renting, prices of lift passes, ski hire, flights, and transfers can be significantly less at this time of year and are much more affordable. This is also the time when the sales often start. So if you're after a new pair of boots, skis, or a new ski jacket, it's the perfect time to invest. Driving out at this time of year is also generally easier. While carrying snow chains or having winter tires fitted are mandatory in the mountains during the season, at this time of year, road closures due to too much snow is much less likely. Of course, we must not forget our love of chocolate and Easter eggs at Easter. With resorts in the Alps such as Alpe d'Huez and Saint Moix, to name a couple, arranging Easter egg hunts as part of their weekend's activities, for those who are younger in the party especially, collect your treasure map to lead you to the secret stash. What better place to carry out an Easter egg hunt than on a snowy mountain? With the myth that there is no snow in the Alps at Easter, this is certainly not the case. Some of the heaviest snow actually arrives during March and April. Add to this, there is more snow on the mid and upper slopes at this time of year than at Christmas, thanks to a winter's worth of snowfall to create a good base. What better way to wake up to blue skies and fresh powder to play with, thanks to the storm of the night before? For any prospective property buyers who are certain to be visiting every Easter and want pristine snow conditions, not just on the mid and upper slopes, it's certainly worth factoring this holiday into your decision-making process on where to purchase. However, it may come as a surprise that you don't always solely need to choose height when choosing the resort. Ski areas which have their own microclimates can generate above average snowfall. The Grand Massif, with its resorts that include Saint Moix and Le Carreau, is a good example of this. With skiing to 2,480 meters, it is certainly not one of the highest altitude ski areas, yet it is one of the most snowsure thanks to the above average snowfall attributable to catching the snowstorms first when they're loaded with precipitation arriving in the Alps. Here, the upper piste's average snow depth has been almost 3 meters for each of the last 11 years during the first 2 weeks of April. The hidden gem that is La Rosière is often overlooked when compared to its more famous neighbours in the Alps, yet it is blessed with good snow at Easter thanks to its Mont Blanc massif microclimate. Here you'll always see the season ending at the end of April, making it another great Easter destination. While closer to Geneva, don't forget Le Clusaz, which while it only sits at a height of 1,100 metres and provides skiing to 2,600 metres, it stays open until the 1st of May each year. Alternative resorts with good snow at Easter that don't necessarily need to be high altitude are those enjoying north-facing slopes where the snow remains good. These pistes, unlike their south-facing counterparts, are protected from direct sunlight, ensuring the snow does not melt quickly, becoming slushy later into the day and then icy the following morning. Both the Grand Massif already mentioned and the Espace Diamant ski domain, with skiing to 2,069 metres, enjoy not just above average snowfall, but they also come with north-facing pistes to give this added protection. For lower altitude resorts, it's also worth noting that the topography of the ground is important. Pistes created on grassy hillsides need far less snow to operate at Easter compared to their higher altitude counterparts, which depend heavily on large amounts of snow to hide their rugged, rocky terrain. If we add in resorts and ski domains with good snow cannon coverage, this can further assist Easter skiing. Many resorts with a high level of snow cannon coverage can still have snow remaining in May. Other resorts that operate well at Easter are those where their ski area connections between villages sit above 2,000 metres and where the villages themselves sit at higher altitudes. La Sabelle, with its 310 kilometres of skiing, is one such ski domain, where the resorts of La Tissouère, Le Corbier, Saint-Solain-d'Auvre and Saint-Jean-d'Auvre all sit between 1,650 and 1,750 metres, with the added advantage of predominantly north, east and west-facing pistes. Here, skiing can be enjoyed each year, right up to the end of the season. Alternatively, consider resorts where its lift can access the higher slopes, such as in Vosgiennes within the Alpe d'Huez ski domain, with its cable car that goes to 2,800 metres, yet the village is only at 1,250 metres. Or simply go where the biggest percentage of skiing is done above 2,000 metres, such as the 165-kilometre Valois-Valminier ski area. Here, 70% of its slopes sit over 2,000 metres, and with skiing to 2,750 metres, it's a good Easter hotspot. If height is your primary thought, however, for either purchasing a property to ski regularly at Easter or to simply come and rent, those with ski areas providing skiing to over 3,000 metres with a glacier is always a good idea. Les Deux Alpes, for example, offers skiing to 3,600 metres on its glacier, while the Tine and Val d'Isère glaciers within the Espace Quilly provide skiing to 3,456 metres and is open right up until the end of April. The Paradisci ski domain, with its resorts of La Plagne, Paisy-Valandry, Les Arcs and Champigny-en-Vermois, similarly enjoy good skiing for Easter, thanks to that of microclimate, snowmaking, north-facing slopes, higher altitude villages and skiing to 3,250 metres. Like Val d'Isère and Tine, skiing in the Paradisci is possible till the end of April, ensuring good Easter snow conditions. I cannot, of course, forget to mention Val Thorens at 2,300 metres, the highest resort in Europe, with 99% of its slopes above 2,000 metres and its ski season that will close on the 7th of May this year. Here, the lift system ascends to above 3,000 metres at five different points. When combined with Le Menuire at 1,850, along with Motteray at 1,750 metres, this part of the Alps ensures snow surety throughout Easter and beyond. In summary, Easter is an amazing time to come skiing, enjoying warmer, sunnier days where you can simply relax on uncrowded slopes, unwind at a more leisurely pace over long, lazy lunches with friends and family, yet still pack in a good day's skiing thanks to later opening of the lifts. There are many resorts to choose from to ski at Easter, and I hope this podcast has explained it's not always just about height for late season skiing. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you found the revisit to this earlier podcast of interest, and for those without their own second home currently, it's provided some useful insight into the advantages and places to visit to enjoy your Easter week skiing. If there's anything you feel we've not covered, have a specific question in mind, or generally would like to have a conversation about buying and owning a property in the French or Swiss Alps, then please reach out to us. Until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Alpine Property Podcast. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website, Alpine Property Investments, where you can also sign up for our regular email newsletter. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, we would love it if you would rate and review it, as this also allows the podcast to be shared more widely too. If you have any questions or comments, please do reach out to us via email. The details, along with our website, can be found in the show notes.